We're doing the Chovat HaTalmidim on the bottom of page 9. And he had said that we have to work to excite him, even though that excitement isn't top quality, so to speak, even though it doesn't stem from deep down inside. But we do have to work to excite him, at least to see what we could arouse in him, as though he were an old chassid. And as he grows, so he'll become a real chassid. Just like a child who starts learning doesn't understand the depths of what he's learning, and nonetheless you teach him, and slowly his understanding deepens. So too, in our generation, he said, being that their feelings mature quickly, so we have to connect with their feelings, even though it's not a connection with their essence. And the true way of chinuch is to connect from to the essence of the child, and from there arouse his excitement. But today, with our generation that's maturing so quickly, even as far as their emotions, we have to connect to them emotionally, even though it doesn't stem from the depths yet, and it will evolve to them. And he continues and says, "Lo shan umrim lifot bezet kol inenei chinuch." Not that we mean to go down to all the details of chinuch here. Anachnu rak ha'arnu al ikar sibat hashchatato ka'et. We've only come to comment on the prime source for chinuch's destruction at this time. And that we have to be more careful with chinuch than earlier generations were. And the way that the teachers and the parents would like, desamnu bezeh leman yeshamshu letova gam im eres hamaril. Just a second. Trying to see if we're missing a page here. No. Okay. So he says, what the path we've laid out is a path that people can use. And then they could contend even with that venom that poisons the child's personality as it emerges prematurely. And that was his point, that in our generation the personality emerges prematurely. The child pirtei achinuch and other details of how to educate the child, yechapsu hamlamdim v'avot b'torateinu hakadosha, the teachers and the parents should search in our holy Torah, v'yimtzu et kol hanachutz lehem, they'll find everything they need. We haven't come to say something new, God forbid. Our Torah is eternal. And for eternity, it guides us to the path that we use to go up to Hashem. And how to act in every detail and every issue. For example, the Gemara teaches us in Shabbos, the Rabbah mekamed patach lul Rabbanan, that Rabbah, before he'd start teaching the rabbis, amar milta debdichuto vatchi Rabbanan, he'd begin with something funny, the rabbis would laugh, lesof yativ beemta opatach b'shmaita, and then he'd sit down with seriousness and begin teaching. Ad kan shon haGemara, till here's what the Gemara tells us. Et hamilta debdichuta amar mikodem kedei sheyu v'simcha, the funny thing he said beforehand so that they'd be happy. For the Shechina doesn't descend upon us unless a person is happy, like the Gemara over there says. But when it comes to actually studying the Torah, it's like a huge hammer that causes a large rock to explode, that it divides to a few shards, and a few different reasons, and that Gemara is alluding to our generation, another path for the teacher and the educator, in order to heal that wound that of distance that has come between the student and his teacher, the teacher has to try and buy the student's heart, and to bring him close to him. Vasimcha and happiness, it's one of the prime mediums that one can use to acquire his heart. Nefesh ha-yelet va-nar eina sovelet et ha-tzvut. The soul of the child and the lad cannot stand depression. Ve-amlamed al yitre be-inav kiragzan ve-ish madon. And the teacher cannot seem in the eyes of the student as a person who's angry, as a person who's fighting him. Lo she-yakel et rosho bifnei ha-talmid. We don't mean that he should be lightheaded before the student. Ve-lo she-yitpaze be-inav chas v-shalom. Nor that he should disgrace himself before him. Adrabah. On the contrary, המלמד ישתדל שיראהו התלמיד כאיש מרומם. The teacher has to aspire that the student view him as someone who's elevated, אבל גם לאיש טוב ונוח, but also as someone who's good, someone who's pleasant. גם בשעה שמראה לו הבדיחותא, ירד התלמיד. There has to be this balance that the student is of awe of the educator, even at the time that he tells him something funny. ואף בשעה שמטיל עליו אימה, and by the same token, At the time when he causes him to have awe, to have fear of him, kol tov shesimcha yei mahul ba. He has to include in it a drop of happiness to mix in with the teaching that he teaches him. V'gilu birada. The verse says they should rejoice in fear. Yirad mimenu, meaning he should tremble before him in awe. Lo kelifnei ragzan, not like you tremble before someone who's an angry person. Kasan uva legof, a person who is easily angered, or a person who can easily throw a punch. Rakirat kavod, but rather it should be a fear that's a fear, an awe of someone you respect. Kelifnei ish mibnei aliyah, like someone who everyone looks up to. Im arav dome lemalach hashem tzakot v'chulu beinei atalmid, if the teacher looks like an angel before the student, yidme arav lechein malach beguf. On the one hand, the teacher has to be like an angel that's taken a body, or keish meumam al kol panim, or at least like someone of the aristocracy, someone who people look up to. Ve'az gam kshiyugaz alav lo yisneu atalmid bishvil ze. And then even when he gets angry at him, he won't hate him for it. The student won't hate him for it. וכשיראה לו פנים שוחקות, ישמח ויוסיף להאווהו ולהיראהו. And then when he shows him a happy countenance, so the student will be happy and will love him more and also have more awe of him. So he's saying that it's critical to have this balance of, on the one hand, the student should be in awe of his teacher, he should look up to him, but on the other hand, there has to be that mixture of happiness that the student is happy with him, that the student enjoys being with him, and then with those two together you could teach a child.